Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We have two big guests on the show this evening. In just a moment, we'll be joined by the assistant head coach of the MLS Cup champion Los Angeles Galaxy and one of the newest inductees into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Brighton's own Dave Sarakin. And we're very happy for David and all the Galaxy as they beat New England 2-1 yesterday in the MLS Cup final. And we'll have David on to talk about that in just a couple of moments. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll have on the head coach of the Western New York Flash, Aaron Lines, the team preparing for the 2015 NWSL draft, where they have a lot of draft picks. And we'll have a lot of new talent coming into the Flash this year. We'll also talk about the Women's World Cup draw and how that's going to impact the Women's World Cup, how that will impact the NWSL season. Michael Lewis, the only reporter to have attended every MLS Cup final, will be on later to give his thoughts on the match. And, of course, we'll have Dick Howard on with the International Report. We'll talk about the Women's World Cup draw. The UEFA Champions League is going to be finishing up the group stage this week. We'll talk about that as well. It's a big show tonight. Let's bring in the big man himself, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Hi, Andrew, and good evening, everyone, and certainly welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass, and I am so pleased to be here with you to talk about soccer, and even though it's dark outside, there's light in our heart because the game that we love is providing us with so many exciting moments, just like the one that we viewed yesterday between LA and New England. So what a pleasure to, I was pulling for LA, believe it or not, even though our affiliation was New England. And that's only because of my friend, my good friend, David Sarakin, as the assistant coach over there. And it was a pleasure to see Landon Donovan ending his career with a win and a ring. So it's soccer is certainly an exciting sport that comes to a culmination and with much fanfare and much and certainly we as now as broadcaster of the game, we do a great job covering and loving the game.
Well, as my wife says, there's never an off season in soccer because there's always some country in the world playing the game, whether it be the United States, Europe, or if it's an international competition. A couple things before we get to Dave Sarakin. We want to congratulate the Rochester Lancers for the first time in their history. They're 3-1 on the season. They defeated Harrisburg 11-4, another great defensive performance by the Lancers, just allowing two goals and no goals in the second half. Matter of fact, neither team scored in the second half. Lancers are off this weekend. They'll be back in action next Saturday against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, who lost to Detroit in Detroit on Saturday. So Syracuse will be coming in here gunning for bear, that's for sure. Tommy Tanner and his team. It starts at 1 p.m. Get your tickets by going to rlancers.com or call 872-KICK. And then, of course, the 27th is the Wall of Fame induction ceremony. Dave Sarakin, the late Peter Short, Ellie Durante, and State Senator-elect Rich Funke will be inducted, and I'll be happy to be the MC for that once again. We also want to mention the Rochester Rhinos announced today that 10 of their players will be coming back for next season. The biggest name is goalkeeper John McCarthy, the top keeper in the USL Pro. He'll be back with the Rhinos next year, along with Brandon Miller, defenders Tony Walls, Anoa Obasi, Babacar Diallo, and Pat McMahon, Johnny Mendoza and Michael Garzi in the midfield, and forwards Colin Rolfe and Alex Dixon. Get your Rhinos tickets by going to rhinosoccer.com or be calling 454-KICK. But without further ado, let's bring in the man of the hour, the tower power, too sweet to be sour, the associate head coach of the MLS Cup champion LA Galaxy, Dave Sarakin. And Dave's appearance brought to you by the Rochester Lancers. Again, the Lancers Wall of Fame induction will be December 27th, 1 p.m., as the Lancers face Baltimore. And Dave Sarakin will be one of the inductees. Call 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com to get your tickets. And, David, congratulations on the third championship in 4 years for the Galaxy. A tremendous accomplishment.
Well, it's always good to be with you guys. Thank you. And my voice is a little hoarse. It was a late evening. But I appreciate that. It was a tremendous year for our team. And to cap it off yesterday like we did was a great feeling. And I don't know what else to say, you know. It was great to see Landon go out that way. So I appreciate that very much.
David, I can only tell you one thing, that I was sitting at the edge of my seat, and I was pulling for you guys. And certainly, you know, it was a game that you guys didn't play the best soccer, and neither did New England. But at the end of the day, you became the victor, and that's what really counts in soccer. At the end, it's just the win that counts. And
it's true. You know, as you reflect back last night, talked to a number of people and players, and we didn't have our best day. And sometimes the real mark of championship teams is to overcome off days in certain ways and come up with a play that makes a difference. And we certainly, had our good moments yesterday, but it took one play by Robbie Keane, who's quite a special guy, to give us what we needed in extra time. And so those moments, you know, almost are as satisfying or more, you know, not the days where you just dominate necessarily, but where you have to overcome, you know, certain things. You know, finals are never the best games. Sometimes it's a nervy affair, and we showed it and they showed it. But I'm sure the fans still enjoyed the drama.
David, one of there's two questions that I'm going to ask you. One of the moment of winning is just, after the game is over, you're feeling the tremendous rush going through the body. Now, you've been involved you've been involved in winning throughout your career at Cornell and every place that you went with the United States team. And so I want you to answer that part, what went through your body, your head.
Right.
What did you really think at the moment, besides being excited to win it?
Yeah, it's hard to explain it because, I've said this. I had a lot of text messages from a lot of friends and people, and it seems like I continue to write the same thing, which is winning never gets old. It never gets old, and you can be doing this for a long time, and I think now that I look back, I have been doing this for a long time, but yet you do it for these reasons. And I think, you know, each time you win, maybe certain different emotions go through you. This year for me, I had a real confidence within this group, but when the whistle blew, you just feel relieved. You just feel relieved that and satisfied is kind of the rush, and you just can't wait to get out and celebrate with the players because it's all about them and what they put into it throughout an entire year and the ups and the downs and so on, and here you are, the last man standing. So for me, it still doesn't get old. It's still a great feeling and a satisfying feeling that is part of team sports. That's why, you know, you don't want to quit it when those moments come.
You're with Dave Sarakin, the associate head coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, the MLS Cup champions. And, Dave, one of the things I noticed in the match I want to ask you about, it seemed like for both teams, every touch was heavy. The ball kept getting away from the players for some reason. Do you have any idea what was causing that? Was it the field conditions, or was it just the toughness of the game, the physicality? What was going on there?
You know, it's a good question, and I would actually tell you that I do think the field had a little bit to do with it. Now, we have a gorgeous stadium and great field, but they did overseed it, and there was some, sort of immature root systems, and there were some bumps and bobbles on the field. Not like a northeast field would be in December, but and sometimes on those kind of pitches, when you're clipping a ball or chipping a ball over distance, if you don't catch it right, you kind of, almost like in golf, you kind of top it a little bit. And as far as the ball moving, there were some bumps and movement a lot that I don't think we were quite used to. But I'm not going to use that as a complete excuse either. I just think there were a number of guys that maybe didn't have their best day on the ball. But I think the field had a little bit to do with that.
Well, actually, my second question was this: is that you've been part of the LA, of the team for a long time, and you've been part of Landon Donovan life. And at the end of the game, I saw the embrace that you had, the hug that you had for him, or him to you, and that reminds me, just like I told you on the phone when I talked to you today, it reminds me of you and I. In the days that we were together, and it brought tears to my eyes because we were young then, both you and I. Even though I was a little bit older than you, we were young, and we were so much involved in the game at that time.
Yeah,
me for one reason, you for another reason, but the friendship and the camaraderie that you and I shared was similar to what I saw last night. When you were petting, Landon on the back, and he was hugging you for at least 3-4 minutes,
yeah.
Which in my book said thank you very much for being the person that you helped me to be.
Well, that's very sweet. Landon and I, as I look back, we've been through a lot of years together. Bruce and I had the World Cup team and that run in 2002. Landon was a 19, 20-year-old kid. And, I say my family, my wife and children, and we've known Landon and seen Landon grow and mature as a player, but more importantly as a person. We've been through a number of experiences that are really lifelong experiences, and now – I also remember when Bruce and I were hired in 2008, the Galaxy were a mess. They were just a mess. And I remember calling Landon just saying, hey, I'm excited to come out and start working with you there at the club level. And he was a downtrodden guy at that point because of a variety of reasons. And last night, to finish it off after 6 years now, I don't even really count 2008 because it was 3 months, so 2009 to now, we were in four finals. In the last three out of four, we've won it. When we embraced, he thanked me, and I thanked him and for being a great friend. And it was a special moment, and he deserves it.
Well, Dave, what happens next year without Landon in the Galaxy and then in Major League Soccer?
Yeah, he's going to be missed. He's such a talent. As far as the Galaxy's concerned, we're going to replace him as best we can with a quality player. Now, you don't obviously replace a Landon Donovan that easily, but we have an organization that's committed to winning, and we have a designated player slot, as they say. And, we're going to have – I know Bruce has had some discussions with international players already. We have obviously a lot of interest for the right players to come over here and be a part of it. So we're going to do our best to bring in another quality player and to, keep our roster intact. And then as far as the league goes, it's – it's just going to be very different. when the Galaxy comes to town and Landon's not on the field wearing number 10. I think a lot of life goes on, of course, and the league is tremendously strong, but there'll be a void without Landon, no question.
David, I just got a stupid question I just raised, but in the North American soccer years, we had a lot of Brazilian, we had a lot of European, Yugoslavian, as you well remember.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to me that the league is concentrated on Spanish people, Spanish-speaking people, and English-speaking players. From England, from places that they speak English, is it really the language barrier? Is there a thing that stops from bringing other people that maybe don't speak the language to participate in this league?
I don't think so, Joe. I think out of all the teams, I think if you look at all the rosters on the 19 teams, you're going to find maybe a little more top-heavy in South American players, but I don't think it's an issue with teams to bring in players with any kind of language issue or anything like that. I think everybody has the infrastructure within every organization to help guide those guys through, off-the-field things. But it's just up to the organization and what kind of player fits in best with that team that teams look for. And some teams do like, because of the style, maybe some English, more English player type. But I don't think the language is something that's going to stop a team, really, unless they just feel, that person might not adapt to their style.
Listen, just the one. I'm applying for a job now, just in case you get picked.
Well, you don't speak English very well, so I don't know. I'll have to talk to my people, Joe. It's gotten better over the years, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm multilingual now. I can speak Spanish, Ukrainian, and everything.
You confuse me in every language.
Yeah. In any event, you should get a which I hope that you do, a head coaching job with some new team in MLS. I just want to be there and be your. I bring the bag. I'll be your assistant.
Okay. All right. Well, you listen. You never know. What goes around comes around, right?
Exactly.
Well, Dave, I know that one of the things we're really looking forward to, just 3 weeks away now, is the Lancers Wall of Fame. Yourself and the late Peter Short, Ellie Durante, and State Senator-elect Rich Funke will be inducted, and we're really looking forward to that event, and hopefully you'll be able to come out for that. I don't know what your schedule is going to be. I know you're busy with lots of things, but we hope you can be in Rochester, because we are very proud of you here. You're, along with Abby, you're probably the two biggest Rochesterian exports for soccer in the world, in the sport today. So,
well, that's very, very kind. I really appreciate it. It's funny you mentioned that just now, because Michael Lewis was here this weekend, who obviously Michael was a reporter back in the day with us, and I think is honored there too. And he mentioned it to wish me luck and all that. So it brought that back to mind. I'm going to try like heck to get in. There's a few things I'm juggling now at the moment, so I'll know more, once now that the season's over. But I would love to be able to be part of that.
And you got to come and see your mother, don't forget.
That's right. That's right. That's one of the main reasons as well. You got that right, Joe.
Exactly.
How's the snow there? Is it snowing?
No, nope. Not yet, but it will in a couple days.
Okay.
Hey, you got to dream of a white Christmas, right?
There you go.
Well, David, thank you so much for being with us, and we congratulate you once again on another championship, and congratulate the players, and of course your good friend Bruce Arena. You guys are just the best coaching duo in the game. There's no doubt about it. So, thanks again, and we hope we get to see you in a few weeks' time here for the Wall of Fame ceremony.
Well, thank you guys. All the best, and hope to see you soon.
Muchas gracias, amigo.
Muchas gracias. De nada, de nada. Ciao.
Thank you, David. That's David Sarokin, the associate head coach of the LA Galaxy, the MLS champions. And hopefully we'll be seeing David at the Wall of Fame ceremony on the 27th of December, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Lancers hosting the Baltimore Blast. We'll be back with next with Dick Howard and the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Soccer Sam, you're listening to Soccer's a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pele, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers are off to the best start in team history and look to continue their winning ways next Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, Christmas is just around the corner, so go to Top Notch Monogramming for your embroidery and your T-shirt needs. Of course, the U.S. national team, old school Rochester Lancers, NASL gear, reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, all of that, plus top-notch service for your sports teams, your all of that, top-notch monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard that you heard about them on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll take care of you well at Top-Notch Monogramming. Dick, boy, what a weekend of soccer and a lot of things going on.
It's great, and it's great for Dave Sarchin, isn't it? You know, and yet another MLS championship and an Hall of Fame inductee. Tremendous to hear and recognize somebody that is from the Rochester area and has done so much for professional soccer. That was great to hear about Dave's induction.
Well, it certainly brings back some the good memories that we had with him in the uniform of Rochester Lancers. And I'm so proud that David has been part of our family. And if you really look, Dick, at all the people that played, that wore the uniform of, including yourself, that wore the uniform of the Lancer, look at the position.
And you've had to wash a lot of those uniforms probably, Joe, right?
Hey, you know what? I have your green uniform that I'm not giving it away to nobody. One of these days it'll be worth millions.
Well, Dick, before we get to the couple of the general items, we want to talk about what happened today because we always want to be topical. Big win for Manchester United at Southampton. Robin van Persie with both goals in a 2-1 win, and United all of a sudden were in the doldrums to start the season. Now they're up to third place in the EPL. Southampton has dropped like a rock. They've lost all three of the games that they played against the tough opposition. So what are you going to do? But that was the big news of the day, and you got to give United credit. They're making a big comeback.
But Andrew, at this level of the game, when you're looking at the quality of players, an abysmal pass back, dreadful defending of a ball played into the back post, especially by the goalkeeper, Foster, and you cannot give opportunities to somebody like a Robin van Persie. I was appalled, you know, the basic mistakes that are being made at times by top-flight professionals, and I'm sure Koeman would not be a happy camper at the end of that game because those mistakes were punished. They didn't punish the mistakes that Man U maybe made.
That's right, and it's going to be a tough fight down the road for the EPL, for Serie A, for La Liga, and of course the Champions League. It reaches its climax in the group stage, and Joe is sweating because he knows tomorrow Juventus has a major task against Atletico Madrid, last year's finalist, and the Juve needs a point at least to qualify.
And, they'll do it. You know, I know they didn't score too many goals for the weekend. A rare scoreless tie, Joe, you know, away in Firenze, right, against Fiorentina.
I know.
But they're still, you know, cruising at the top of Serie A. Roma, is the only team that's going to give them any competition. But certainly, you know, it's going to be tough, although they've got home field advantage, of course, against Atletico de Madrid.
You know, I agree with you, but one of the things that is happening with the top team, right, the top team in any league, when they play the team from the lower league, everybody expects them to win, except that the team from the lower, you know, the lower standing, they want to win, and they want to prove themselves. The players, they really got the adrenaline going. They want to show their worth, and they play their very best against the best team. And that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Because Roma, Juventus, and Milano, they all lost with the little minnow team. You know?
Well, Roma, was it a tie against Sassuolo?
Yeah.
You know, and here's, you know, we talked about that marvelous situation with Sassuolo, the population of the... Is it a town or a small city? Yeah, but, you know, that's great. And Eibar in Spain, the same kind of situation. They had a great result at the weekend. And you're quite right, Joe. And that's one of the great things, I think, about the game, that you can get these upsets where teams not expected to compete will get results against, you know, other teams in a David, you know, Goliath situation.
Well, Dick, I think Roma was looking ahead.
Yeah.
They have a gigantic match on Wednesday against Manchester City. If they win, they qualify for the knockout stage.
That's
and
right.
Possibly a draw, but that's the game that they need to win. And they'll be with and Sergio Aguero may not play for Manchester City. That's coming up on Wednesday. That is a massive, massive match, and that group is just a, like I said, it's a group of death. Even CSKA Moscow still has a chance if they can.
That's
upset
right.
Bayern
yeah,
Munich.
But that, the great result, you know, the great comeback by Manchester City in that last game against Bayern, I set up this scene. And as you rightly say, there's four teams. Bayern, we know, have clinched first place, but the other three, geez, it's going to be a battle.
It is, and Group B on Wednesday, or sorry, on Tuesday, Liverpool is in a situation. They're not having a good season. They must win against FC Basel, a team that has proven in the past they are a quality side, and they're not going to be easy. All they need is a draw. They will go through with Real Madrid. Liverpool must win. I know you're going to be watching that game very intently.
It'll be a good one, but Liverpool have been very inconsistent, as we know, this season. There's a Steven Gerrard situation that is getting a lot of print in England, you know, whether he will continue with the club or move on, possibly in the summer. But exciting times in Canada, though, at the weekend, guys. Were you tuned into the World Cup draw for the Women's World Cup?
Well, it was a nice spectacle. A lot of great dignitaries were there. There was a little bit of controversy, I think, brought up by our good friend over at Equalizer Soccer, Jeff Kasouf, that they, instead of having a blind draw for the top seeds, they placed them into the groups. And I know for myself, I was not happy with the United States' position, not because they're in the group of death, but because they're playing away from Rochester in the group stage. So the Rochester fans will not be able to go to the group stage matches to see Abbey unless they get on a plane to Winnipeg. But that's just the way they did it for some reason. I'm not really sure why. And, of course, Sweden, they got a beef. Why are they not seeded as the number five team in the world? Instead, they got to play in the group of death with the United States.
It's true. But as you say, Group D is certainly the group of death with the you know, the African champions, Nigeria, on their day can give anybody a game. And Australia have shown with women's football. But I think the great story is with John Herdman, because the head coach of the Canadian team, and he coached New Zealand from 2006 to 2011 before he came to Canada, and knows a lot of players that he brought into the program in New Zealand, and he was delighted with that aspect. And it was a good draw for Canada, to be quite honest. China have been good in the past, but have struggled in recent years, not have been as dominant. And possibly the difficult game could be against the Netherlands. They had a little bit of a dark horse, I think, in that Group A in which Canada is in.
Dick, on a different note, you know, we always complain about referees in soccer, but I got to tell you.
You always complain about referees.
No, we.
Not
we,
again.
We, you know. But anyway, I just saw that our Buffalo Bills and the football, they are complaining about the referees because they claim that the referee influenced the game that they just lost.
So, why are we talking about the Buffalo
Bills?
No, I'm
just talking about the
what sport do they
the
play?
Referee.
I never heard of them.
So anyway, but Andrew,
that's why that's one reason why one referee is good. He's in control. There's no collusion or cahoots.
There was five. How many they got? Five or six?
Seven.
Seven referees. So.
Well, Dick, it's going to be a great Women's World Cup getting away from the Buffalo Bills. One thing I'm really happy about, there's a definite possibility of a U.S.-Canada final, which would be the dream final. But Canada, if everything holds to form, would have to go through the world champions, Japan, and maybe Brazil, which will not be easy. U.S. has Germany as their biggest obstacle to the final, based on
it's going to be great. I think, you know, there are expectations that the 52 matches will draw at least 1.5 million spectators from coast to coast in Canada, and it really is an exciting situation. Yes, we've had the controversy about the turf, but now I think the teams are getting down to business and getting their preparations right, with lots of press conferences in the last couple of days with teams in the venues that they'll be playing in. So the excitement is starting to build up, which is great.
Well, we're hopefully, if the U.S. does win their group and get into the quarterfinals, the quarterfinal would be in Ottawa and the semifinal in Montreal. That's where we'll hopefully be able to hook up with yourself and Michael and have all four of us all together for a couple of matches at least at the World Cup.
That would be great. You know, it's a superb venue, Montreal, as you know, over the years with their interest, a very cosmopolitan city, and they really support the game. So it certainly would be an exciting game to witness, and we'll see if we can work something out, guys. Yep, why not?
Very good, very, very, very good.
Well, Dick, appreciate you coming on as always, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, and we'll sort out hopefully the knockout stage of the UEFA Champions League.
Lots of exciting things, guys. A lot of people crying off work, I'm sure, this week, but it'll be well worth it. I think we're going to have a lot of drama with the closing of the group stage.
Tomorrow.
Take care, guys. Ciao.
Thanks, Dave. You're off every week. Come on.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not. He runs the Italian-American Community Center, Mr. Sirianni, and is on the board at the Italian-American Sport Club. He's busier than me most of the time.
And unless you're making money, I don't.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Western New York Flash. Speaking of New Zealand, it's New Zealand's own Aaron Kiwi Lines. Coming up on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at FaberHomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers are off to the best start in team history and look to continue their winning ways next Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Having a little trouble getting hold of Aaron Lyons. He's very busy this time of year with coaching and, of course, his new child. And we wish him and, of course, his wife, Alex Salen, all the best, the whole Salen family, for the bundle of joy that's the best Christmas present you could possibly have.
When you had a little baby, you know, they mess up the whole your life and all your schedule. So I'm sure they're busy taking care of the baby. And, well, maybe he's still going to call us. You never know. But in any event, Andrew, let's just talk a little bit about the Lancers. So we can, you know.
Well, before we do that, we should mention the Women's World Cup draw. We talked about it a little bit. Let's go through the groups real quick. Canada is in Group A with China, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. Dick mentioned that. Group B, which is going to be based in Ottawa, so your chance to see Group B, Germany, the Ivory Coast, Norway, and Thailand making their first appearance ever. Group C, I think the weakest of the groups, Japan, the world champions, with Switzerland, Cameroon, and Ecuador. Group of death, definitely. Group D, and I tell you, Joe, I wonder if Sophia Loren had any kind of influence. I bet you those balls were either frozen or they were heated up. Just coincidentally, you know, the U.S. and Sweden for the fourth straight World Cup are in the same group. Just coincidentally, Pia Sundhage, the former U.S. coach, is now coaching Sweden, her home country. No coincidence there. No, just a blind draw. Sure, right.
Well, yeah, you're saying, are you implying something?
I'm not saying a word. I'll let everybody else make their own conclusions. The U.S. will also be in the same group with Australia, featuring former Western New York Flash players Samantha Kerr, goalkeeper Lydia Williams, defender Tegan Allen, a very good team, and Nigeria, the African champions. Group E will be based in Montreal, another chance for Rochester fans to go see the World Cup. It's going to be an interesting group. Brazil will be heading that group, former Western New York Flash star Marta. Spain with three players from the Flash, Vicky, Sonia, and Adriana. Costa Rica, we saw play here against the United States at Salem Stadium, and the South Korea will be in that group. And then Group F has France and England. That'll be a lot of fun.
That's a good match.
Unfortunately, it's going to be in Moncton, New Brunswick, in front of about who knows how many people. Colombia and Mexico will round out Group F. And the World Cup starts on June the 6th with Canada hosting China. The first U.S. match is against Australia on Monday the 8th at 6:30, right during Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Boy.
Well, maybe we can get a correspondent from over there. You never know.
Michael Lewis will be there. We'll have to figure that one out, I'm sure. But let's talk about the Lancers. The Lancers with a 3-1 record, a great job by Coach Doug Miller, and the defense playing very well right now. Two goals each given up in the last two games. That's how you win.
Well, let me tell you, the game that I, you know, the last home game that I attended and you attended, it was a thriller. It really was. And when you really look at what the Sellers did with the four goals, I think he had four goals, and it is unbelievable. And in the first two periods, he didn't do much because he was marked. You know, and no, as soon as he hit the ball, he would have two, three players converting on him. And but then, you know, toward on the second, after the intermission, he really did a super job. I mean, he scored some tremendous goals, and he has the ability to. I think that his shots goes 100 miles an hour or better. He got a cannon of a shot.
I wouldn't want to be a goaltender. Yeah. I used to be an indoor goalie back in the intramural days at St. John Fisher.
You know what they say about goalie, right?
You gotta be a little crazy.
You gotta be a little bit crazy to play goals. Especially indoor.
Yeah,
especially indoor.
Well, Richo Salas had two goals, a two-pointer and a three-pointer in the win against Harrisburg, leading scorer on the Lancers. Again, the Lancers will be back in action next Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. game against the Syracuse Silver Knights. So put off your Christmas shopping. You gotta go to this match because the Syracuse is gonna bring a whole boatload of fans. They have a great fan support, great fan following, and the Lancer fans have got to outshout the Syracuse fans because it's a home game. So you want to defend your home turf, and Syracuse had the Lancers' number the last couple of years. So this is a big, big game. Lancers can move a couple, three games ahead in the standings over Syracuse if they can get a win here. So you want to be sure to be there.
There is another point that the fans should consider. You know, those who already patronized the Lancers, they know the promotion, you know, all the things that the organization is doing to promote the game, not only in the community, but also the War Memorial. You know, they got the Lancer dances, they got the youth Lancer dancer that they do a super job. And then, you know, as you come in into the War Memorial, in the Blue Cross Arena, you're greeted by all these people that they make you feel like you're part of the family, to start with. You know, the people that are the owners, they greet you at the door. They do all the things that are good to promote their organization. So kudos goes to those people that think about doing what is right to promote their game and their and to promote who they really are. So they are doing a tremendous job promoting themselves and promoting the game. So I'm impressed. I mean, you walk in there and you feel like you're somebody. Not only because they know you, but even the people that don't know you, they go to them and they welcome to the game.
That's right.
It's a great PR.
Well, make your plans for the 20th of December, 1 p.m. Then the next Saturday, the Baltimore Blast, the top team in the league right now, undefeated. Ed Hale, the owner of the Blast, will be in town to sign autographs of his book, The Hale Storm, about his businesses and how he became what he is today. You get a chance to meet him. And, of course, the Wall of Fame. You don't want to miss that. We're hoping that Dave Sarakin will be here. We know Eddie Durante is going to be here. The reuniting of the Three Musketeers. Rich Funke, state senator-elect from the 55th District, will be inducted. And, of course, the late Peter Short will be inducted. We're hoping that some of the old Hall of Famers will be coming in, like Michael Lewis, Dick Howard. It's going to be a great event and a great matchup against Baltimore.
And you know, the other thing is stay tuned for the fans of the game, the people that want to meet those people. There's going to be festivity. They're going to be signing autograph. They're going to sign everything. So, please, buy the ticket and be there, because it's going to be a great night on the 27th.
You think Dave would sign my David Beckham jersey?
I think so. With his name, of course.
Yeah, of course. We'll be right back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with Michael Lewis, the only reporter to cover all 19 MLS Cup finals. He'll give his thoughts on the final and also the Women's World Cup draw for the U.S. Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Treat the soccer fan on your Christmas list with 2015 Flash season tickets. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers are off to the best start in team history and look to continue their winning ways next Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, with kickoff at 1 p.m. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
We should have played L.A. Is My Lady by Sinatra after what Michael was the last few days at the MLS Cup Final. Our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Ezio Scolo. His new office is at 919 South Winton Road, Suite 204. Phone number 244-2130. Go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com. Scolo spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. Michael, welcome back to New York State from the beautiful confines of L.A. I'm sure it was a beautiful and a great experience.
It was an interesting experience. My 19th MLS Cup, being there in person. I am back home again. I am in Holtsville, New York, or is it Holbrook? I get the towns mixed up because they both begin with H, but I'm at a Suffolk County Boys soccer banquet tonight. So I'm burning the candle at a few ends today, or this weekend, I should say. But it's great to be home.
Well, Michael, tell us about your thoughts on the match. I mean, we had some great thoughts from Dave Sarokin and what it was like to win the cup again. But what, as covering the match as you did, what were your impressions of the match?
Well, you know, I agree with Bruce Arena, Robbie Keane, and Landon Donovan. It wasn't the greatest match in the world. And a lot of times championship games are like that. Both teams did try to play, but they also had some pretty solid defenses as well, too. You know, it could have gone either way in extra time. And Roy Keane, who had been close, I'm sorry, Robbie Keane, whoops, sorry,
wrong
who
team.
Has been close several times, finally found the way to score. Not a classic MLS Cup. I wouldn't put it in the top 10 by any means, but an historic one for several reasons. You know, it's LA's fifth, which is a league record. They had been tied with DC United. Of course, the incomparable Landon Donovan, who admittedly did not have a good game, but he was part of his sixth MLS Cup championship team. And Bruce Arena, that was his personal fifth as a coach over two teams, a remarkable achievement on so many different levels. So it was memorable for that reason.
Joe?
Mike, you know, I was talking with David, and, you know, we were reminiscing a little bit on the old days, the big hug that he and Landon Donovan had at the end of the game. Of course, I forgot to ask him about his beard that he's sporting. knowing David from the day of the Lancers and knowing David right now, how would you evaluate the progress that he made from Cornell, all the achievement that he's got, you know, the national team, now the LA three-time champion, and what would you write about him?
Joe, I didn't capture the whole thing. A little interference there, but I think you wanted me to talk about David Sarokin.
That's correct.
You know, here's someone who I did a story about him and Bruce Arena and being the sports version of Joe Torre and Don Zimmer, having a strong manager, but also having a strong associate coach as well, too. David has, I think, sat on his ego being the number two man there. I think he knows what he has there. He enjoys what he does, and he does get credit. It's nothing like winning a championship, and he's been, I think this is his fourth one. maybe
Because he
had
won
a better perspective of that.
He won in D.C.
Yeah, what he does,
yeah.
he does well. He did tell me on the record that if the opportunity presented itself, yeah, he would like to consider maybe a head coaching job someday. But it's not like he's looking for one. But it's a great system that these two guys have. Bruce Arena is not the easiest guy to work for, and you've got to give Dave a lot of credit for putting up with a lot through the years. And I think we all know Dave. He's pretty laid back, and he does have his moments. He used to be a head coach at Cornell University and at the Chicago Fire, and he has had to crack the whip. But I think he knows what he has there at the L.A. Galaxy, and it's something very, very special. So I can't make predictions on where he's going to go, but I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks around for at least one more year with Bruce Arena.
Hey, you winning know, combination. You live in Los Angeles. And
I put in my application with him, Mike. I'm going to go with him. Be two short guys.
Maybe you get messy.
Yeah.
Maybe a
then
perfect
get Lionel Messi.
There you go. Perfect compliment.
There will be three short guys.
So Mike, any other tidbits from the weekend in Los Angeles that you might be able to share with us? Maybe from Mr. Garber. I know there was a lot of things he talked about during the festivities over the MLS Cup championship.
I have to admit, I did not hear anything new that he would have said after last week's State of the League address. So, you probably got more information than I did listening to him on television. How ironic, huh?
That there may be more teams than 24, I think was what he was hinting at, that possibly the 24th team would come sooner than 2020.
Yeah, I hope if they do expand, they take a look at the lessons of what happened with the old NASL, North American Soccer League, when they expanded so quickly. Granted, they're expanding in a different manner, a different way, but they seem to look the other way on some of the rules. At one time, Don Garber said not having a soccer-specific stadium is a non-starter. Well, all of a sudden, Atlanta gets a franchise and they're going to play under a dome. Minneapolis is considered a front-runner, and there's a good chance they're going to be playing on artificial turf or part with in a football field. To me, I think you have to be consistent and stay true to what your rules and regulations are, or your priorities are for expansion teams. And I would like to see a big criteria. They're not going to like this in Seattle, but I think all teams should play on grass.
Yep.
If they have the money, if they're owned by billionaires, they should be able to have grass stadiums. Simple as that. That's probably a topic and a half for another show.
Certainly is, and I know we're all running out of time here, but we'll have to hold the Women's World Cup draw, I think, till next week. I just hope you have your frequent flyer miles ready. It's going to be just about as bad as Brazil, with the U.S. going from Winnipeg to Vancouver to Edmonton to Ottawa to Montreal and back to Vancouver again. It's going to be nuts.
It'll be an intriguing journey. One interesting thing, the U.S., and I know people are upset that they're in Winnipeg, not going to be playing in front of a big stadium or a big crowd at least. But if the U.S. wins its group, it does not have to play a group champion until the semifinals. So that is a plus right there, assuming that they obviously win the round of 16 and the quarterfinals. Anything less than not getting to the championship game for the American women will be a disappointment. Simple as that.
Certainly. And I would not even say winning the group is a given. With Sweden, they've beaten the U.S. before in the World Cup, and Pia Sundhage, and I was telling Joe, just a coincidence that they end up in the same group again. Boy, I just by the luck of the draw. Yeah, right, sure, I believe that.
Or, as I like to say, the unluck of the draw. I have a lot of respect for Pia. I think she is one of the best, perhaps the best women's coach in the country at so many different levels, in terms of being able to prepare a team well, using her personality to relax a team, and she knows her sport. I years ago when she coached in Boston in the WUSA. I had a chance to talk to her after a game off the record, and I could tell that she knows her stuff inside and out. And obviously, she, more importantly, she gets that message to the players.
It's going to be a great match. That's the U.S.'s second match in the World Cup. But, Michael, thanks so much for being with us. I know you have the dinner tonight. Enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Hey, thanks for having me on, as always, gentlemen. Keep warm and dry.
Thank you very much, Mike. Don't drive in the snow, because we're going to get snow in Rochester.
I'll be seeing you guys hopefully in 2 weeks.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis, of course, a member of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, and that comes up in 3 weeks' time in Baltimore. Maybe he's coming up for Syracuse as well. Who knows? Maybe we'll see him 2 weekends in a row. We'll find out. I want to thank, of course, Dave Sarakin, the associate head coach of the MLS Cup champion LA Galaxy, for being on the show tonight. We'll try to reschedule Aaron Lines for next Monday's show. The Lancers in action next Saturday, 1 p.m. against Syracuse, and then a Wall of Fame game, the 27th, 1 p.m. versus Baltimore, 872 kick for tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass once again here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buenas noches.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Grass.